Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, everybody jump! Jump!
Yes! Yes, good Thursday morning to one and all. It is Taz and the Moose with you, coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, National Mortgage Lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Mike and Pete across the way, Andrew with your updates. Next 3 hours, we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 Pacific. 855-212-4CBS, your number to call, of course. What's going on, Taz? How you doing, brother?
Very nice to be here, Moose, to sit with you again, do another show. Thank you very much, and looking forward as we barrel into the end of the work week. And here we go. We're going to have a good show. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Ryan Wilson's going to join us later on in the show. Covers the National Football League NFL Draft for CBSSports.com. So look forward to that conversation that comes your way in the third and final hour. And we'll begin with a conversation that really dominated the talk and reaction on the phones yesterday, and that is all the drama in Golden State, where we have a little bit more clarity in terms of what transpired between Kevin Durant and Draymond Green, which led to his one-game suspension, not being paid by Green, the cantankerous forward for the Golden State Warriors, and what is a really good player. And clearly, now he called Durant a number of times a very, very derogatory name, female dog, multiple times. Said basically that he's making this season all about himself with impending free agency this upcoming summer. Reminded Durant that the Golden State Warriors won a championship and won without him, and don't get on him for not passing him the basketball, and that what turned out to be an overtime loss. So we have an idea of exactly what transpired and what went down. The fact that Klay Thompson was the peacemaker, we knew that yesterday in the locker room after the game, reminding his teammates that they're the only ones that can stop themselves. That's how good Golden State is, and he's dead on correct and right with that one. But a little bit more clarity in terms of the verbiage that was used, and it was just words.
Yeah, you were right. I was wrong. That's basically the way I see that as far as our show goes, because you were saying that you assumed and you thought words were enough for the front office of the Golden State Warriors to suspend Draymond for a game and take money out of his pocket. I thought that was asinine and ridiculous that it could be something verbal. I thought it had to be a physical altercation for them to suspend a guy for a game and take money from him. I'm still surprised at that. But you were right. I was wrong. I will say that, and I have no problem saying it.
It's just a matter of
But I was hell-bent on my feeling that I thought there's no way. We had callers calling everything. There was no way that this could be just a verbal thing. I was off. I was wrong. But I still don't agree with it. I don't agree with someone getting suspended for something they said verbally in a locker room in sacred ground behind closed doors. I don't agree with that. But I'm not front office brass.
Really, even with the importance of Durant as a player?
I know what you're saying. A lot of people saying that, and I agree to a degree with you. I do. I really do, and I understand that. I do because, and we know he's a hypersensitive guy, Kevin Durant. We know that. You laid that out perfectly yesterday. A lot of callers called. They knew that. You know, we talked about it a lot. He's definitely a super sensitive guy, and you want to keep him happy. I agree with that yesterday. I agree with that today. I know you do, too. You want to keep KD happy. You want him on that team next year for the Warriors. He's a massive, massive, massive part of their success. But I don't think that when it's – I don't want to sound like it's – when it's amongst adults behind closed doors, if something's said verbally and then you suspend someone and take money from them, I think that's a little crazy. I do. I just think it's – it's the – I believe in that sacred ground of the locker room, and I believe in that. I'm an athlete, and I come from the wrestling industry. The locker room is sacred, so I get that, and I think that if something's said in the locker room, yeah, sure, you can get pissed at if you're the front office. You get pissed at Draymond. You can say what you want to him and all that kind of stuff, but to bench him for a game and to take money from him because you're afraid now that KD is going to be so upset that he's definitely leaving, which it seems like he's going to leave at the end of the year. Seems like that a lot of the players are kind of thinking that's going to happen anyway. But, you know, I don't know. I
think the Warriors have every right to handle Green that way before it gets out of control. Now the relationship might be untenable to begin with, and it might be fractured between, you know, Green being a leader on that team, between Green and Durant, between Green and upper management for the Golden State Warriors moving forward here. I think when you look at the big picture for Golden State, and things can change in terms of the perception that Durant is now all of a sudden going to leave in the summer, and what they believe or the fear that they have. And I think they have to. I think at that stage, I think Draymond Green was wrong. Honestly, even if you look at just put the impending free agency of Kevin Durant aside, what they're trying to accomplish here. And trying to win three championships in a row. Not many NBA franchises in the history of the league have been able to accomplish that. It would be a monumental feat and a great accomplishment. I think the Golden State Warriors made the right call. I think they realizing the situation, understanding that Durant took it too far, realizing the superstar that they're dealing with in Kevin Durant and how sensitive that he is. But even take the sensitivity aspect of it, Green made it all too personal because of his frustration with Durant. And Draymond Green made the wrong basketball play on the court as well. And he didn't like being chided by Kevin Durant.
Yeah, well,
So Draymond Green's got to understand on the court, you got to get the basketball to Kevin Durant. And he even see Durant mouth, why am I out here then? If he's not getting the basketball in that instance, in that stage, and Draymond Green made the wrong basketball play, Kevin Durant got on him, and Draymond Green got ticked off, and then made it personal, and then started calling him names on the bench, started calling him names on the locker room. I mean, it took it to a level he shouldn't have taken it to. I think the Golden State Warriors basically said enough with this nonsense. It's not the first time Draymond Green had a run-in with Steve Kerr in 2016 as well, where he was bothered, and he got into it with the head coach, and he got reprimanded for that. So, he plays with a lot of emotion. He is an agitator. I think if it was more than just words, it would have been more than just a one-game suspension, and it just was that. And I think the Golden State Warriors, me personally, I think they made the right call. I think they got to
you got to
send the message to Green to knock the crap off.
Yeah, I get that. I understand that. And you know what you're getting with Draymond Green. You know that this is his gimmick. This is what he does, and that's what they like about him, and that's a big part of his game. Everybody knows that. I mean, and as far as what he did against the Clippers, yeah, that was a mistake by Draymond not moving the ball to Kevin Durant to try to win the game, totally. And then they got into it. But that happened, right? We all know. That happens on benches during halftime, during timeouts all the time with players where they get hot at each other and they start yelling and cursing. So you wouldn't think it's no big deal. It happens. It's in the heat of the moment. But it ended up escalating, and this is how it stemmed, and it went all to the point of
– Well, Kareem made it personal.
Well, he did. Well, but apparently reports are – now, this is all alleged, right? But he said stuff like – I think it was something like, you got one foot out the door, one out the other. We don't need you. You know, that kind of thing. That would definitely tick a player off. Or there's a flip side, Mayor. I'm not saying this is what Durant was thinking. I'm just giving you a different playing devil's advocate, okay? So hang with me for a second here. You could be thinking if you're pissed, you're Draymond Green, you help recruit this guy, bring him into the Golden State Warriors, and – You're trying to inspire him, or maybe trying to get him to stay. Maybe you're trying to piss him off to the fact that he's going to stay. It sounds weird. It does sound weird. But if you're saying you got one foot out the door, maybe you're trying to motivate him. It's so early in the year. Why would Draymond Green be that dumb to make this guy that angry when he's a massive part of scoring points for your team? You know, maybe playing devil's advocate in his crazy mind and Draymond's mind, maybe he was trying to motivate him. I doubt that's it. I'm just trying to give the guy a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. You and I are on different sides. I don't think.
Yeah, I don't think Durant. Me personally, all he talks about is the fact that he loves playing basketball. I don't think Durant needs to be motivated. Now, maybe.
Motivated to stay.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not saying motivated to play.
Well, I think Durant is a guy who's going to make his decision one way or the other, as he did in Oklahoma City. He's a mercurial guy. He's a little bit off in certain instances, a little bit sensitive in certain instances, but he's a wonderful player. I don't know. I don't know if Draymond, maybe in his own mind, he thinks he's doing that. But if that's the way he thought about,
well,
if
backfired.
He thinks, it's moronic. I mean, right. Honestly, from Draymond Green. I mean, it cost him $120,000, and now a lot of people believe the locker room is fractured to above and beyond repair. I mean, so I don't know. I mean, but it's interesting. You look at there's a report that some Golden State Warrior players believe he's got a foot out the door. There's another report that an unnamed Golden State Warrior player thinks that Kevin Durant's staying. So, I mean, who the hell exactly knows what's going through the mind of Durant? A lot of people thought he was going to stay in Oklahoma City when eventually he left for the Golden State Warriors. And he had already made up his mind before taking all those meetings on the Hamptons that he was leaving for the Warriors. And nobody knew it then. So I'm not going to pretend to tell you I know what exactly is going through Kevin Durant's mind. I'll tell you. You know, he's a very sensitive athlete. I'd be careful about coming to a marketplace like New York if I'm Kevin Durant, realizing and reading the papers and everything that's written and said about players in this marketplace. You know, he better not watch or read anything if he decides to sign with the Knicks in the offseason. And even with that, I think that's a long shot. He went to Golden State to win a championship. See, the problem with Green is he took a scenario where you have big egos, big athletes. Emotions are going to come into play, especially over a long regular season, Taz. You can't make it personal. You can't take it to a level that Draymond Green took it to and then expect not to have any sort of repercussions. It's one thing, you know, Kevin Durant got on him for not passing the basketball. They could have gotten into it talking about, oh, I need the ball or no. You know, he took it to a level of you're leaving, that we won without you. You know, called him a female dog repeatedly over and over and over again. You know, Draymond Green took it to a level, the way that he treats opponents on the court, and he treated one of his teammates like that. And for the Golden State Warriors, that's where they cut it off at the knees and said he can't be doing it.
Well, I hear you. I got to tell you, I'm just different. I'm just different, and I don't think that any player on a team should have to placate to another player to keep that player on a team. That's not your job as a player to placate to a player to keep him on the team. That's number one, in my opinion. Okay, that's not your job. Maybe a coach, obviously front office, but not the players. Sure, you want everyone to get along. You want to have cohesiveness amongst the athletes. In a perfect world, you want a perfect locker room. I agree. We know that. And sometimes that happens. The other thing I want to say, a lot of people say this, and I just said it a few minutes ago, and I know you've said it too, about the sensitivity of Kevin Durant. And it's true. He's shown how sensitive he is. He's hypersensitive. And the key word is shown. He's shown it. All of these athletes are sensitive. They all have an ego, hence the success. You have to have an ego. They're all sensitive for the most part. I hate to stereotype all athletes, men and women, but the bulk of athletes are sensitive to stuff. I know when I was coming up wrestling, once I started, I made it and I did well and I saw anytime negative slant on any type of my performance, I know for me it would bother me. I never would say it. I didn't sell it. Kevin Durant sells it. He lets people know. He's let people know that stuff bothers him. I think that's the thing why, which is bad by him, by Durant, because he painted himself as a sensitive guy. I think a lot of these people are sensitive. But regardless, I don't think it's any player's, any teammate's job to keep someone happy. Another player. These guys are competitors. I also don't think it's his job to piss a guy off, to make a guy want to leave. So maybe I'm on the fence a little bit on that. I don't think you want to do that. I don't think you should go out of the way to do that. And I think that's where Draymond goes a little too far. He went out of the way with that. But listen, man, aren't these adults? I mean, aren't we like all adults here? Like this locker room, these are men. These are adults. I'm not trying to be men and not show respect towards women. But in this case, it's all men in the locker room, okay? These are men. I mean, I'm just a little, it's just tough for me to wrap myself around that.
Well, what do you mean?
Because it's just as adults, like, it's like words are said sometimes. And then cooler heads prevail. I mean, people say things all the time. People blow up all the time on each other. I mean, you and I, off air, have had disagreements and have had blown-ups. And then we move on. We shake hands, we move on, and we go on with the show. Business is business. You know what I mean? I'm just saying.
I understand.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, with people. I get it, but some people there are certain things that are said that I do think that cause irreparable harm. Yeah. You can't say that.
I don't agree.
Words do.
No, they do. No.
Wait a second. You don't think?
Hold on. I know you just. here. I'm talking about in this context, Moose.
In this context.
So,
so you think Draymond Green playing to the storyline that Durant jumped on board a championship caliber team of Golden State and basically ripping open that wound and putting salt in it? You don't think that bothers Kevin Durant? You don't think?
Of course, it bothers him.
Well, you don't think?
So why, he's gonna quit? What is he, five?
No, he's not. No,
I'm just saying, like,
Taz, you're taking to a level that I didn't say.
No,
he's not gonna quit.
I understand what you're saying. I'm listening to you.
The point being is that the team is supposed to be a team where you take care of one another. You're not opening up old wounds. You're not playing.
No, Moose, it's not the way it is, though.
Well, that no, that
that's not the way it is.
That is in Golden State.
But listen, that has been
in Golden State.
No, look.
Kevin Durant talked about the fact of how much he loved playing at Golden State. The fact that, you know, Steve Kerr built up a camaraderie and a relationship amongst the players. That it was a good group of guys. So that's the way it has been in Golden State. I'm not going to tell you that's the way that it is in every single locker room. And Taz, players are getting placated by other players all the time in the NBA. That happens all the time. I'm not saying it doesn't happen with LeBron James in Cleveland.
I didn't say it doesn't happen, but it does. Someone is not obligated to placate to another player. If I'm on a team with you and we're on an NBA team, my contract, there's no language that says I got to kiss your ass to keep you happy on that team.
That is not the point. It's not the point.
No, it kind of is the point.
You said athletes don't get placated in the NBA.
I said it's not your job as an athlete to placate to another teammate. That's what I said.
Well, there are guys that
But that's a big difference than what you said.
Hold on a second. It's one thing for a job. You don't think there are guys that are on teams to begin with? Let me bring up an example. Who's the big man the Cavs brought in last year that sat on the bench? He got into it. They signed him as a free agent. Anyway, the Cavaliers, there were times they brought in guys that were LeBron guys.
Right.
That were going to placate the superstar player.
Right.
That were going to placate and make him happier, that he's going to have his guys around him.
Right.
That happens a lot. I mean, that does happen a lot in the NBA when you look at the star players in the league. It's not in their contract that they're there. Kendrick Perkins, it's not there to that it written in language that they're there to kiss the rear end of the star, but you know what their job is.
That's not Kevin Durant. That's not Draymond Green's job. Yeah, I'm not talking about a role player that came in to placate and kiss the ass of LeBron. I'm talking about a guy. No, I'm talking. You talked. I was quiet, so let me talk. Okay, I'm talking about a guy here in Kevin Durant who's a starter, who's a star on that team. Okay, who's a key guy on that team, not a role player they brought in to make LeBron feel comfortable and make him, you know, make blow smoke up as you know what. That's not what I'm talking about. You kind of take what I'm saying out of context. Let's just stick to the topic here. It's Draymond Green. Okay, his job is not to placate and put over and make happy Kevin Durant. That's all I'm saying. Was he wrong for saying what he said, Moose? Yes, we agree on that. I agree with you. But I think the front office brass, in my opinion, went a little too far because they're terrified they're going to lose Durant, and they went a little too far doing what they did here.
Is his job there to tear him down?
No, I agree with that. No, his job is not. But they had an argument.
He tore him down. Everything.
They were in an argument. Of course, he tore him down. If we get in an argument, I'm going to tear you down.
You're going to tear me down.
That's how people argue.
Not to the level that Draymond Green did. You don't make it personal.
What did he say so wrong? You got one foot out the door. I've heard so much worse stuff in locker rooms, dude. You have no idea, man.
No, listen. I understand. I understand guys get into arguments. But he tore him down. He played into all the rhetoric and all the conversation and all the negative conversation that Kevin Durant has heard since he joined Golden State.
Right.
He brought it up in the locker room and on the bench.
Right. He did.
Yeah, which is wrong.
Okay.
Which is wrong.
It's just wrong.
Anyway you cut it, it's wrong.
And you know what? In 2 weeks or a week and a half, this will be a non-story because these two guys will kiss and make up.
It's not going to be a non-story if he leaves.
He's not leaving right now.
No, he's not leaving right now. I get it.
If he does leave at the end of the year, then everybody's going to say, it's Draymond's fault, which is a load of malarkey.
No, I'm not going to say it's Draymond's fault. I think Kevin Durant's probably going to leave before this ever transpires.
Thank you. That's kind of the point I was going to get to.
But it does not mean The goal over here, the Golden State Warriors, is trying to win a championship. It does not mean that you A-OK if you're the Warriors and say, what, Draymond Green, it's not a big deal. It is a big deal. If the goal and the task at hand this year is to win a championship, did Draymond Green the other night make it easier for the Golden State Warriors to win a championship or make it harder?
No, because he made a stupid mental mistake on it. I'm going to answer your question.
He made it harder.
He made it harder by not moving a ball to the guy who's going to score the points to win the game. And you know, at the end of the game, yeah, he did. Draymond made a mistake, a mental mistake on the court. He should have moved the ball. Hence why people were pissed at him, including Durant. Yes,
and he made.
I'm not disputing that.
He made a mistake by tearing. Put the game aside.
Put the game aside.
He made a mistake by fracturing that locker room. That's where he made a mistake.
I don't agree with you.
Listen, you don't have to agree with me. I mean, unnamed Warriors are basically saying it left and right.
When they put their name on it, then I'll buy it to a little bit
come
more.
Come on, that's nonsense.
Well, come on, you say on. If you no, it's not nonsense.
And you're saying that? Well, I don't believe it.
Well, because any reporter could say stuff like that.
People
all the
aren't
time.
Making stuff up.
This is anonymous. Anonymous. Come on, I mean, no player is going to say, all right, this is me. I'm going to say this. I'm Steph Curry, and I'll tell you what. It was wrong what Draymond did, and now KD's going to leave at the end of the year. No, of course Steph's not going to say that. If Steph's an unnamed source, just using for an example, you know, yeah, sure. I mean, but I'm just saying, sometimes that anonymous stuff could be a little bit blown out of proportion in the media. Let's be honest.
Listen,
it happens all the time.
Well, agree to disagree. I think the Warriors handled it brilliantly. I mean, I think you got to cut Draymond off at the knees. I think he was even surprised by the suspension, but he shouldn't be. The understanding of the importance of the player that Kevin Durant is, the realization he's becoming a free agent in the summer, and Draymond Green took it to a level. You can get into an argument about basketball. You don't have to make it as personal as Green did and expect the bygones to be bygones. We'll see. We'll see if maybe this brings everyone together. Maybe it doesn't. I don't think the Warriors are all of a sudden not going to win the NBA championship because I think they're the most talented team in the NBA.
Agreed.
And I don't think that changes anything. But we do know this over the course of time. We've seen it historically speaking, where egos, relationships, and you know, that does have an that does present at times, if not handled properly, there can be a fracturing at the base of it.
Well, we saw it with Butler too. Obviously, in the latest thing, Jimmy Butler leaving the Timberwolves and the heat that he had, you know, what Towns and all that stuff, and yeah. I mean, no, I'm not.
Well, you can look at the Lakers.
The
Lakers were a championship. You know, Shaq and Kobe couldn't stand one another.
Right.
I mean, they couldn't stand one another.
I'm not arguing that. I agree with you on
and
that.
And they were able to get through things because, you know, but that was Shaq's team, and that ticked Kobe off.
Again, I am not. Again, that's for me. That we're going to agree to disagree on how the Warriors handled it, and that's cool. I'm a little different. I've witnessed a lot of stuff in locker rooms, and then I've seen different stuff to the public. So I don't have a bigger problem with this as some other people do. I really don't. And I got to tell you the truth. This might be a bold statement. I might be out of my mind. I think there's actually a really good chance that Kevin Durant stays on this team next year. I do. I really do. I think this could potentially help their relationship, and things could be better there. I'm not kidding you, because sometimes you need to be called out on stuff like this. And maybe, there's a slim chance, because crazy things have happened, maybe Draymond did something unbeknownst to himself that was actually good in the long run. Maybe. I know that sounds crazy.
What exactly did he get called out for?
No, he said, who, Kevin Durant?
Yeah.
He got called out for saying you got one foot in the door, one out. He got called out for...
But that's a perception. That's not a reality. Right?
Well, yeah, it's an opinion from a teammate.
Right,
yeah,
but I mean he didn't. I mean, it's not like Kevin Durant's doing anything to break that team apart. I mean, he got called out for something that might not even be true.
What's the main thing in your opinion that you heard in this hearsay here or this from these players that were unnamed? What's the main thing that you think pissed off Kevin Durant that was said by Draymond?
That they were a championship team before him.
Okay, so you think that's enough for Kevin Durant to want to leave the team?
I don't know what Durant's thinking. I said that earlier. I don't know what Durant's thinking. But if you're asking me why Durant was seething in that locker room after the game while teammates were trying to calm the situation down, it was Draymond Green basically reminding him they won before he got there.
Yeah. Sometimes things are said in arguments that hurt. Happens all the time.
I'm not saying that. That's what they call arguments, right?
Amen.
So, I mean, but it doesn't mean that there can't be repercussions either. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What your reaction on the phones? How do you feel in terms of the fallout in Golden State? Green, Durant, the suspension, the impact long term. You think Durant's leaving? You think he's staying? How about this Warrior team the rest of the way? Want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Hot under the collar this Thursday morning. It's Taz and the Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
We got it going this morning with the Green, Durant, Golden State drama. We'll get to your calls here at 855-212-4227 here momentarily. Andrew's in the house. What's going on, Andrew?
Moose, Taz, good moment. Kareem, the mailman, Kobe, MJ, and now LeBron, the new Laker passing old Laker, Wilt Chamberlain for fifth on the all-time scoring list last night at Staples. LeBron did it at the free throw line in the fourth quarter on his way to 44 points. His new head coach, Luke Walton.
To do what he did and get on that top five of that list and play basketball the way he plays basketball with how unselfish he is and how, you know, how great he is with getting his teammates involved is something that should be praised.
James adding 10 rebounds and not assists in a 126-117 decision over the Blazers. LA has now won four straight and six of seven. They'll have to stay hot, though, without Rajon Rondo, who broke his right hand last night. Jimmy Butler making his Sixers debut in Orlando. Terrence Ross spoiled it.
Terrence will go to work. Nods his head. Boots runs up, sets the screen. T. Ross goes right, comes back left. He gets a look, lets it fly for three. Nothing but the bottom of the net. Terrence Ross, the elephant gun. Bang! Magic lead 109-106.
The elephant gun?
Yeah.
All right, Dennis Newman, Magic Radio. Orlando held Philly without a field goal in the final 3.5 minutes to steal a 111-106 W. The T-Wolves beat the Pelicans 107-100. Former Sixer Robert Covington, 13 points and 7 rebounds in his first game with Minnesota. Memphis won in Milwaukee 116-113. And Miami won in Brooklyn, sorry, Mikey B, 120-107. The Celtics hammered the Bulls, 111-82. Washington took care of Cleveland, 119-95. And the Mavs embarrassed the Jazz, 118-68. The Warriors have ruled out Steph Curry for their three-game trip through Texas, which begins tonight in Houston. Curry and his groin strain reevaluated in 10 days. Number 18, Michigan, storming through Philadelphia for a 73-46 win over number 6, Villanova. Top-ranked Duke handled Eastern Michigan, 84-46. And number 11, Michigan State, down Louisiana Monroe, 80-59. The NFL yesterday changed two upcoming Sunday night matchups. The Chargers and Steelers now get the national stage in Week 13. The Rams and Bears the following Sunday. Jacob deGrom, the runaway winner for NL Cy Young, receiving 29 of 30 first-place votes. A bit of a surprise in the AL with Rays lefty Blake Snell beating out Astros righty Justin Verlander. Snell allowed a batting average of just 178, the lowest since Pedro Martinez's all-time record of 167 back in 2000. Red Sox manager Alex Cora made just $800,000 this past season, tied for the lowest in the majors. Yesterday, he got a reworked deal, including an extra guaranteed year in 2021, plus a club option for 22. Details of Cora's raise haven't been reported yet. And the Chicago Blackhawks snapped their 8-game losing streak last night, 1-0 over the Blues. Guys?
All right, thank you, Andrew. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com.
All right, let's go to Oklahoma City. Hey, Bernie, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, Bernie?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Man, I just wanted to say, man, I think Draymond, all them bees that he called KD.
Yeah.
When the whole NBA and all of Oklahoma had already called him a bunch of bees, I think that hurt. And it cut to the core, and I don't think he's going to make it back from that one with KD. Seriously.
Yeah, listen, we'll see. I mean, Durant, when asked about the other night, said wants to keep it in-house, said he hadn't spoken to Draymond Green. Green reportedly was surprised by the suspension. We'll see in terms of that relationship and if it's able to be mended. It's a long NBA regular season, and as Taz mentioned, a lot can change over the course of the year. So we'll see exactly what happens as this all plays out.
Let's go to Richmond, Virginia. Hey, Chris, you're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Chris, what's up?
So my whole thing is, I'm doing good, man. So my whole thing is, I just feel like Kevin Durant is being real selfish on this whole situation. And the reason is because, okay, when they inbounded the pass, if Green would have went down there and scored, and they would have won the game, nobody would be talking about anything. And problem is that KD wanted the ball, obviously. And while they were walking back, because he didn't get the ball, KD started. KD said, "That's why I'm out." And when he said that, that's when Durant said, all the stuff about we don't need you, we won the game anyway, all this stuff. But obviously he's been talking about leaving, because you wouldn't say that's why I'm out. Like, you know, people are asking why you're leaving, why you're leaving, why you're leaving. But when he said that's why I'm out, they obviously been talking about him leaving. And that's what teed off
Draymond.
And that's when Green started going off on this other stuff, about all this other mess. But here's the thing is, when that fine...
But Chris, the issue with like, and Ali, is that he said that to Iguodala.
No, it still was said.
And no, I get it. Draymond Green was being walked away. But hold on a second. There's no way Draymond Green heard what Kevin Durant said to Andre Iguodala when he was being walked in a complete opposite directions by Boogie Cousins.
But what I'm trying to say is, even though by him saying that's why I'm out,
he's saying they've talked about that previously. He's saying that's
what
he's saying.
No, I understand what you mean.
Conversation in the locker room that he's wanting to leave, and they're trying to convince him to stay. And he said, "Well, he's just being selfish. I want the ball."
Gotcha.
Now, here's the thing: when they suspended him that game and fined him that over $100,000, I bet you, if Durant would have said, "Don't worry about it. You know, it's in house. Let's keep it in house. You know, don't take that money from him and everything." But he's selfish, and he doesn't care about his teammates. All he cares about is himself. And that's a problem. You know, if you and Taz got in a fight or whatnot, and they were like, "All right, Moose, you're fine," this ball, and Taz was like, "Don't worry about it, fine, Moose, don't worry about it," they're not going to fine you. And that's the problem.
You make a good point on that, Chris.
You should not have that problem in your locker room. And Green's thinking dynasty. This is a rare team you have. You can, you know, people are talking about three peats and all that. This team could be four or five peats. Who knows? You know, and that's what they're talking about. And Green sees the big picture. Curry sees the big picture. And Durant is always is being selfish, and that's my problem. And everybody's throwing it under Green as under the bus, and it's not Green. I believe it's Durant. That's my personal opinion. And like I said, yes, I feel like it's just a cancer.
How is he a cancer when they won two championships in a row, though, Chris?
I understand you can win championships and still have cancer in your locker room because of how good they are.
But it's only a cancer because they've let this impending free agent basically envelop them. Right.
Yeah, but that was Durant who signed that 1-year deal because he was like, over the summer, he was like, I want to go somewhere I feel stable. I don't know yet. Let me sign a 1-year deal, blah, blah, blah. He had options of a 3-year deal on the table.
Right, but he could also look at where value-wise he can make more money if he signs a longer-term deal with Golden State this summer, too.
Again, but he's not going to. Obviously, why do they need to keep calling him, sitting there saying, "Hey, why don't you stay? And why does that have to come out of his mouth? That's why I'm out.
I think there's a chance.
LeBron James would have done the same thing Kevin Durant did, or would LeBron James be happy that he's got players in there trying to make shots, trying to win games, trying to do everything? He don't have to do all.
I mean, hold on a second. LeBron has not always been Mr. Teammate either. Come on.
Oh, I'm not either. I'm not.
Let's not. Early on when he brought Kevin Love aboard, he was squeezing him out in Cleveland. I mean, let's not make it out to be that LeBron has been Mr. Lovey Dovey, all is one as a teammate. He's not been that way.
Yeah, and you know, listen, I think from a basketball perspective, from winning games. They obviously are, you know, a lot of people know that from Chris to you to me to a plethora of other people in the world, how great they are and the components they have in place and the guys they have from Steph to Kevin Durant to Klay Thompson and Draymond. But let's be honest, Draymond's got to be careful. This I will say, he's got to be careful because from a need perspective, from who are guys that you really, really need on that team, as far as the least that you need is Draymond. He is a great agitator on the court. And I'm not saying he's a horrible player. He was great at Michigan State. I got all that. But you know, if he keeps going with this with Kevin Durant, which I don't think is going to happen. I said that last segment. I think these two, everything's going to be fine and dandy. I do. I really do. And that audio we played yesterday, that sound we played of Kevin Durant when he's sitting there wearing a Washington Redskins hat, and he kind of alluded to it. I can't remember exactly what he said. Like, what the heck did he say? He said that, someone said he said he didn't want to talk about what happened. Okay.
Right, kept it in house.
Kept it in house. But then there was something else he said that was a little positive. I even said when we came out of that audio, I said, I just can't, I'm drawing a blank on what he said. It was something positive that Durant said. I think, Pete, you got it? Okay, let's play it.
I'm going to keep that in house. That's what we do here. I mean, obviously, I know you guys got a job to do, but I'm not trying to get nobody no headlines. What happened, happened. We're trying to move on. Just trying to play basketball.
Then wasn't he asked another question, Pete, from there? I think he was. But because I think there was something else positive. Regardless, Pete's trying to grab that. Let's go. Where are we going? We're going down to South Carolina, Moose. Jerome, you're on with Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning,
What's
buddy.
What's up, Jerome? How you doing, bud?
Taz, I'm glad you kind of changing your conversation, because when y'all first started the show, man, you was not making any sense at all.
Why? Well, Jerome, I didn't change my I'm steadfast on what I said 10 minutes ago.
Can I talk? Because you're going to hang up on me in a minute.
Hey, listen. Yo, I'm not hanging up on you. Call the show all the time. Why are you saying I'm going to hang up on you? Who's hanging up on you?
You always do. You know, I mean, you always hang up. You know,
how long you want to talk? Hey, bro, how long are you going to stay on the call? How long? I mean, we have a certain amount of time people talk. So don't say that. There's no reason to say that. You're telling me I changed. Oh, hold on a second. I'm gonna let you talk in a second. I will. You call the show. We love that you call the show. So I don't know why you're saying something like that. Seriously. There's no reason to say that. And you're telling me I'm gonna change what I said earlier. I didn't change nothing I said earlier. I think that we're talking about men had an argument in the locker room. And there's no reason this guy, Draymond, should have been $120,000 out of his pocket and benched because he called a guy the B-word. We're men. Come on.
He should have been benched. First of all, he had no business with the ball in his hand, period. Kevin Durant was absolutely right about that. And then you were talking about Green has no – he don't have to placate to Durant to keep him around.
Correct.
I don't even see where that even came into play at. I don't know what you were talking about that.
Well, hold on a second. Then, Jerome, you were not paying attention to the conversation that Moose and I were having.
Okay.
No, because if you don't know why I said that, I said there's no reason for Draymond to placate to any player, including Durant. There's no reason for any player to placate. Hold on a second. I'm trying to explain to you what I said, sir. You are confused on what I said, so I'm trying to make myself clear.
I know what you said, but I want to say why you said it. I mean, I know what you said.
Because, okay, cool. You didn't say that at first. I said what I said because I feel that way. I know for a fact. When you sign a guy to a contract to play basketball for you, or in football, or baseball, whatever, you are not signing them to kiss the ass of another player.
Okay, how is Green doing that?
He's not, but we're going, as a society, as a sports society, we're ripping, as a full narrative, Draymond Green for the way he's dealing and what he said to Kevin Durant. Another man called another man the B-word in a locker room, and he got at a cost of $120,000. Are you hang up on you now?
Yes, sir.
All right, Jerome.
Thank you.
Take care.
You got it.
Bye-bye.
But, I mean, it wasn't it's not in the contract, but it wasn't just the B-word. I mean, it was more than just that.
Thanks for the call, Jerome.
He played to other aspects of, he really hit home with Durant. Played to everything that everyone else was saying negatively about Kevin Durant for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. 855-212.
What I said in the other segment, I'm saying the exact same thing. I think it's crazy. I do. That's okay. You're entitled to your opinion. I'm entitled to mine.
No doubt.
And that's okay. We're in different sides of the fence, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And people who call the show, they could be on my side of the fence or your side of the fence. Yeah. Or they could be on the fence. I don't really care.
I don't care.
Everyone has their own opinion.
I don't care if anyone agrees with me or not.
Yeah, I don't either.
So, I mean, there you go. All right. Come back. We'll continue the conversation. Durant and Draymond Green out in Golden State. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. It's Taz and Moose on a Thursday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to CBS Sports Radio on Sirius XM. Sirius XM 206. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All the drama in Golden State surrounding two huge stars, Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, and the fallout. That's been the main topic of conversation hour one here. It is Taz and the Moose with you on CBS Sports Radio. Let's head back to the busy phones.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Let's go to Jeremiah in York, Pennsylvania. What's going on, man? How you doing? You're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Jeremiah?
Hey, how you doing? First time in a long time.
All right, sounds good. Appreciate it.
I just wanted to say, if you believe Stephen A's sources, that Green had said something in regards to KD's contract, then when you start talking about money, then you're putting an organization in your mouth. And I don't think organizations like you talking about other people's money.
But hold on, my man. Let me ask you a question. Did Draymond do that publicly or behind closed doors? The answer is he did it behind closed doors. He did it behind closed doors. So yeah. I get your point. I don't disagree. Like, you should, you know, if you're saying stuff about the company, about money, you're right about that. If Draymond Green put that on his Twitter or went public and said something like this, then I think, okay, find the guy, bench him. But this happened to what I'm saying here is behind closed doors.
Within the organization's closed doors.
Yeah, but the public, we the public didn't hear it. You know what I mean?
Like, it wasn't out at a press conference.
Okay, I got you. So you're saying that it wasn't public until they suspended it.
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I mean, yeah. Taz, what is crossing the line then?
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
Well, Jeremiah, we appreciate the call. What exactly is crossing the line then?
What do you mean, publicly?
No, privately.
I got to be honest with you. I know I'm going to be on a different side of here with you, my friend. I don't think verbally, not much.
If so it's you can talk about someone's wife, their family? That's not crossing the line?
Hold on a second. Before you ask me a kind of open-ended question, if you ask me crossing the line, what am I going to be accountable if I go too forward? I mean, if you tell me I'm going to suspend you, you're going to get suspended or fined over $100,000 if you call that guy the B word, or if you say that guy's wife doesn't have pretty hair, or if you say that guy's kid is not tall enough at his age. And I'm saying this, like, what's the, you're saying it's kind of open-ended, it's kind of a broad question.
Yeah,
you're
that's
asking
the point.
Me.
Yeah, but
no,
I mean,
you're asking me, like, what's crossing the line?
Well, because
behind closed doors,
sense,
amongst players, I don't think there's much crossing the line verbally.
Right. No, I understand that. So you could say anything about anybody.
But I would say...
I mean, you could talk about a player's wife, you could talk about their kids, you could talk about their family, you could say anything, and there should be no repercussions whatsoever.
So a player says something to another player, if we're going to go this route now, a player says something
to
another player...
Because you're basically saying anything that happens in the locker room is... I'm not going to put words in your mouth, I'm getting a sense that it's A-okay.
Verbally.
Yes. Yeah,
In my opinion, if it's behind...
So you can talk about somebody's wife. You can
I guess. Well, so if you're in an argument with a player on your team... in the locker room, and you guys get into an argument, and you do happen to be that immature, and I'm not, obviously, you know, I really wish we weren't going this route, but I'm not saying it's a good thing to say something about someone's wife.
Well, no, I'm not saying you are, but
no,
my point being
is that
if that's the case, you would be A-okay with it. There should not be any repercussions. It should not cost anybody their money.
Correct.
They should not get suspended.
I feel like you bring them both to the coach's office, you have a meeting, and you sit down and you talk to them privately and say that whatever's got to happen here. Then you talk to the one guy who said those heinous things and say, listen, you can't be doing this.
But there are things that can't be walked back.
Well,
I mean, there are. I mean, Taz, there are. There are things that you could say to somebody as an individual, man to man, woman to woman, woman to man,
right.
Boss to that can't be walked back.
I don't disagree with you on that, Moose. I don't disagree with that. But I don't think it's fair to even give an analogy of saying something about a family member as opposed to someone's contract.
But it wasn't just about a contract. It wasn't. It was the insulting
about his heart and how good of a player that they were winning without him.
Well, that he was basically the cherry on the top of a championship team. He played to every single negative conversation and column and talking point about Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City and going to Golden State.
Right.
And by a guy that recruited him there.
Right. Well,
that's what he did.
And I know the facts.
I bring up the extreme example And it is an extreme example.
It is, yeah.
Because there are things that are said that you cannot walk back.
Right.
That right. is a relationship ender. Words do have meaning. And yeah. I think from a Golden State perspective, they looked at it and they thought, this has drastic meaning. We have to end this, and that's why they suspended it.
This was business behind closed doors, but I guess we'll continue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.